You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to game week 29. My name is Joe and today I'm joined by Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor Tom Freeman to reveal our three hit teams ahead of the blank game week. Welcome Tom, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks Joe. Yeah, like you say there, on a free hit, I think I've only got five players. If I didn't, six with the transfer, so it makes sense for me to free hit this week. Mm-hmm. And yeah, looking forward to see your draft. I've put together a bit of a draft for the site as well, which we're going to use as a kind of a template, an example. And yeah, looking forward to find like kind of working out where you might be able to take a bit of a pump, because there's certainly quite a few players who are locked in, aren't there?
Yeah, certainly. I was when you sent me the picture of the team, the mock-up team that you've got. There was in the signing level, there's just one difference from mine.
So I felt
quite pleased. I was thinking along the same lines. But yeah, we'll try and mix it up a bit. And so this will be valid for those who are free hitting and also those who aren't free hitting as well, because they want to see what they're up against. And also free hitters will be trying to get the best players in. So that's what you want to be doing with your transfers as well. So you're going to need to think about game week 30 if you're going to be using transfers as well. And so it's worth, I'll put the fixtures up in a sec. Just a reminder though, do press that like button, helps us out. And do remember to subscribe, keep up to date with all latest videos and podcasts. And check out membership offers at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk to use their tools and gadgets to climb up your mini leagues. Let's have a look at the fixtures. If you're not free hitting, so if you're free hitting or not, there's only eight teams playing: Nottingham Forest, Fulham, Brentford, Burnley, Tottenham, West Ham, Aston Villa and Luton. They're the only teams that are playing in game week 29. So if you're not free hitting, you want to get those players in those teams that have also got good fixtures there on. And Nottingham Forest could be there. They've got Crystal Palace at home and Fulham at home, game week 30-31. So it's a nice run of games for them. Brentford as well, Manchester United at home, Brentford at home. Afterwards, that could be good for Tony Rissa, attacking players. Certainly Luton, Tottenham players, very good to get in Fulham because they play Luton in game week 30. That makes people like Son captainable. So they're the sort of players I would be considering bringing in for you. But yeah, I mean, what does the sort of season ticket tell you? Not, I mean, obviously there's a blank game week in 29, but in terms of sort of looking ahead a bit as well, the sort of players we want to target.
Yeah, I think those Tottenham fixtures are really nice, aren't they? So to go from Fulham to Luton at home and then going to West Ham, who haven't been great defensively this year, and then Forest after that. So I think even if you're not on a free hit, I think going triple Spurs this week probably makes a lot of sense, because you can get a few more weeks out of them after if you're not planning to wild card. Forest, Fulham fixtures are okay. Brentford, you know, a couple of home games after 29, so that's fine too. I think from game week 30... You know, we've been speaking about it a lot, but Salah feels really important for those two home games. and Cole Palmer as well. If anybody doesn't own him, I'm not sure there's that many around. Although some people maybe sold him a couple of weeks ago. You're going to be wanting to get him back, aren't you, with Burnley and Sheffield United in that little kind of three-match run. And then, of course, we've also got to think about the doubles, which aren't included in this chart, in 34, which aren't confirmed yet. But we're thinking kind of Palace, Man United, Newcastle, Sheffield United, I think, are the kind of the potential clubs doubling then. So you want to bear that in mind, too, with your transfers from 30 onwards.
Yeah, certainly. And on the flip side, West Ham have got Villa in game 29. It's not the best fixture, I guess. But then they've got Newcastle and Tottenham. So it's not great coming out of there. Same with Villa as well. They've got West Ham. The Wolves at home, okay. And then City away. And they also have Arsenal game week 33. So that's not great. So they're not... If I wasn't free hitting, I would not be particularly targeting Villa and West Ham assets. I'll be looking at Nottingham Forest, Tottenham, especially Tottenham. And as you said, trying to get Salah in, which case I think we had a question in our goals imminent video around, is it worth getting Elanga in for a more expensive midfielder that perhaps doesn't play like Foden, for example? And yes, because it frees up money and we're going to want money, because if you've got rid of Haaland, for example, few people did Haaland to Morris, for example, you're going to want Haaland back soon, especially Aston Villa at home, game week, well, nice run, game week 31, Aston Villa at home, Crystal Palace away, Luton at home. You're going to want Haaland back for that. You're going to want Salah in game week 30. You're going to want to keep Son because he's got Luton in game week 30, West Ham, then Nottingham Forest up to game week 32, and then Newcastle away. So, okay run. So, yeah, lots to think about whether you're free hitting on. Well, I say whether you're free hitting on. If you're free hitting, you just have to keep it in mind who you might want to get in game week 30. But that's a long way away if you're free hitting. Yeah. Okay, let's have a look at, before we look at our bus teams, or rather our sort of free hit teams, I've got a couple of tables I can put up. This is last six matches. One I already put up on FPL General's show about best attackers. It's very much tailored towards him, actually. But other people, in that I haven't highlighted the likes of Watkins, Morris or Son. They're in a lot of teams already. So I've highlighted some of those sort of differential players that we might want to get in. Bailey at Aston Villa, Munez at Fulham, who's an attacker, Langer at Nottingham Forest, Fofana at Burnley has got three goals. Who knew that Burnley have got a striker that scored three goals in his last six matches and is one of the best attackers for game week 29. Kudos at West Ham, Wissa at Brentford, Bowen and Tony obviously in the same pool as Son and Watkins, for example, and in being quite popular already. But yeah, out of this list of attackers, really, aside from the obvious ones like Son and Watkins, who do you think for the, if you've got a spare midfield slot, spare attacker slot, who would you go for?
I think Kudus kind of jumps out as a player who could, a lot of quality, who could do really well, depending on how the match on Thursday goes. But you could potentially go with Kudus and Bowen on a free hit and double up on that West Ham midfield. Yeah. Tony isn't as highly owned as you think he is, so he's another absolute lock on my free hit anyway. And Elanga, I mean, we spoke about it on Goals Imminent. He was benched last week, but we think that might have been a specific tactic for the Brighton game, given Nuno's comments after the match. And the Forest attacker is appealing for this game away at Luton, because Luton will give up chances. So, yes, I would probably say, I think in the draft, which we're about to see, I think you've got Bowen and you've got Tony in there, and then of the more popular names, Son and Watkins.
Okay.
But there might be room to differentiate a little bit with one midfielder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at either Elanga, Bailey or Kudos, I think, for that slot. I couldn't give them in order because I'm not sure what's going to happen after Europe. So obviously West Ham and Aston Villa are playing midweek. Also, Elanga surprisingly dropped at the weekend. Hopefully he'll come back. But you know what you don't want is question marks on players on a free hit. You want guaranteed playing. Because Elanga's not the sort of player, he's, you know, he could come on for the last 10 minutes.
Absolutely, you will do. Yeah.
1 point.
Yeah.
So, and
it's a bit like Bailey as well. I mean, if Bailey gets 80, 90 minutes potential extra time on Thursday and Diaby's the one coming off the bench, you might be a bit unsure about that because Bailey, again, will come on at some point in that West Ham match, even if he doesn't start. So, yeah, it's a big... You might prefer to go with somebody like Gibbs-White, for example, over Alanga because he's got those lock minutes, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. So I think... I mean, I wouldn't better give them in order, but it's going to be one of those ones, I reckon. And a lot's going to depend on Europe. And Kudos, I kind of like... I think the most goals could be the Tottenham-Fulham game, but the West Ham-Villa game, both in Europe, both good on the counter. They both got the players for that, Bowen, Watkins. Mm. Someone's got to assist them. Someone's got to score, perhaps, be assisted by them. So, yeah, it's going to be one of them. The other question on is defenders as well. So Porro, or a doggy, but Porro, I think, and Alfie Doughty, are locks for me. I think Reguilón is good, but he has got a small hamstring problem. So best defenders. So I tried to look at, I've got a table of attacking defenders last six matches, and I just sorted by chances created and just kept in those with a blank game, those playing in 29. Top is Alfie Doughty, 17 chances created, 7 shots in the box. He's an absolute lot for me. Porro, next in terms of chances created 8. He had a shot inside the box as well. All their minutes per baseline bonus of point system are really good, by the way. Reguilón is next, 6 chances created. He has got 3 assists over his last 6 matches. Porro with 1 assist, but Doughty with a couple of assists. And then the next one is a doggy who has got 6 chances created. And his minutes per baseline bonus is good, strong as well. Well under every 7.9 minutes in his case. So these are the candidates: Doughty, Porro, and one more. I want it to be Reguilón, but let's assume Reguilón isn't fit or is a doubt this weekend. Who do we get in? Because I don't want to get a doggy as well because I want Spurs attackers.
Yeah. Probably an alternative Brentford fullback, I would say. Either Roislev on the right. You could go for a centre-back like Christopher Ogier or something like that.
Yeah.
Of course, that does probably mean that you're going to be doubling up on the Brentford back line. Yeah. And given the injuries they've got with Pinnock and me and Henry out and players like that, it's not ideal. No. But there isn't a lot of defenders to go for this week. I don't feel confident backing a West Ham defender or a Villa defender. No. I think they both score in that game. I don't think Luton or Forest keep a clean sheet either. So then you are kind of looking, but doubt is there obviously because of that attacking threat. I think no team has conceded more goals from set pieces this season than Nottingham Forest. So for somebody like Doughty, that's why he's in there. So I do agree. It probably does have to be Doughty, Porro and one other. And if Reguilón isn't fit, that might be Roislev for me.
That is so... I mean, I'm a player. I've got Zabani in for this, which is pretty boring. It's just doubling up on that Brentford defense. I do actually think Burnley are going to score. I've got Flecken in because I think Flecken's good for the save points. But I think if Reguilón wasn't, I don't mind doubling up on the Brentford defense if it's Reguilón because I think his attacking returns are so strong.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think if I went for someone like Roislev or just another defender, I might not go for Flecken and just go for save points, good goalie. I mean, your man Martinez, he's a good goalie.
Yeah, World Cup winner. I mean, and there might be if, for instance, Luka Dean starts again on Thursday and plays a lot of minutes, you might feel more inclined to go for somebody like Alex Moreno, potentially, who's got a lot of attacking threat as well. So it does feel like those games on Thursday, they might be important for one or two players, including Bailey, including Moreno and things like that. And we might have a bit more clarity on Friday after that game.
But it's slim pickings, definitely.
It is,
In terms of defenders. So that's why those who aren't free hitting, focus your transfers on attackers. Get 7 players out and forget defence. I mean, if you want to get like a Porro or a Doughty in, if you haven't got them. But, I mean, there's not much there. I can't see clean sheets. And there was these literally the only four I would consider for attacking returns. Because whilst Mourinho is ordinarily would be there, I can't guarantee he's going to start or not. Whereas I do think all four of these, if fit, will start. And I say if fit because Reguilón has a slight hamstring issue, which when I sort of, when I hear players with hamstring and it's like a week to go, that's like, surely he's going to be a doubt again. But we'll find out team news at the end of the week.
Let's see. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's put, shall I put my team up first? Because your team's not really your team. Yours is the Fantasy Football Scout sort of draft as it's going.
We ran an article last night, which was a bit of a free hit guide where we looked at ownership of players. We looked at the pros and cons, but we also put a couple of drafts together and this was the kind of the template one. So have a look at yours first. And then
mine's basically the template then. I've also put next to it my plan. So this will sort of help my thinking where I'm going to use other chips and things. So my free hit to benefit for those listening on the podcast version, I've got Flecken in goal, Porro, Reguilón and Doughty. As I said, these are pretty much the only three I would consider. A doggy is the other one, but you can only have three players from each team. And I want two Spurs attackers. I've got Son and Maddison, and Son has got the armband. I've got Bowen, currently Bailey, but he could be Elanga, who is on my bench. Or he could be Kudos. It's going to be one of those three. I could be persuaded elsewhere. Iwobi, perhaps. It's very much up for grabs. I'm not locked in with Bailey. I've got Morris, Tony and Watkins. It would have been Awoniyi, but I don't know whether he's going to start. There's options with Chris Wood up top there. I think Morris, if Adebayo's not back, I think Morris and Doughty against Nottingham Forest at home, that's going to be a great combination. Tony, I'm in. I'm not averse to getting Wissa in instead, but you don't need the money. And Tony's on penalties. Watkins, not on penalties, but Watkins is Watkins, one of the best players in the game at the moment. On my bench, I've got Areola as a backup, Elanga, I mentioned before, I've got Pau Torres and Koufal. Weirdly, I put Koufal in. I was just looking at a West Ham defender just on the bench, and I believe he's in the template team as well on the bench. So I've even gone that far, that deep on my template. I guess your comment with this is very, very, very standard, but it's those probably three slots up for grabs. Reguilón's one, Bailey's one, arguably Morris's one, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yes. So
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Which one? I don't know. I'm gonna wait until Villa West Ham play in Europe. That's just the way it's gonna be.
Yeah, and Morris is gonna be popular. The only thing making me kind of think, do I go with somebody different, is I think Morris will be quite highly owned with players who aren't free hitting because their tactic has been to get Luton players in for the double game week. Then they're there for 29. The people who are free hitting probably got more Bournemouth players in there. I certainly have. So I'm thinking, is that an opportunity to back somebody else? Morris is a good option this week for sure. So it's risky. At home, he's probably on penalties. Oh, well, he is on penalties. But could there be an opportunity there to maybe go with something a little bit different in that slot? Bailey, absolutely. If Bailey plays 80 minutes on Thursday, I think that slot becomes freed up. In the template team, I think it's Douglas Luiz in that. I'm not so keen on Douglas Luiz in this match. Away from home, I think all of his goals this year have pretty much come at Villa Park. And because McGinn's not there as well, the dynamic in the midfield might change a little bit. But certainly players like Elanga, Gibbs White as well as another one, Kudus, players like that, that all of them could slot into that little that position, couldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, what you said about Louise as well, about being at home, and obviously he's playing away this game, but also Bailey. I was doing a home and away comparison. Bailey, this so far this season, and you can probably either verify or back this up as a Villa fan. Bailey away, in terms of expected goal involvement, is about a third of the player than he is at home.
Yeah, I mean, Emery's spoken about it and how he's just electric at home, but how away from home he needs to, we need improvement. And he said that only a couple of weeks ago with him. And that always makes me doubt Bailey in a away match, that if it isn't going Villa's way after 60 something minutes, he could be with players like Diaby and Rodgers ready to come in, he could be the one withdrawn. So Douglas Luiz has the minutes edge in that aspect. And you can always get a penalty in an away game. So Douglas Luiz, yeah, his returns haven't come up away from home, but they could. There's no reason why you can't get a penalty away. But I do think that this might be a week, depending on what happens in Europe, where I might be able, might just say, well, I'm just going to go in with Watkins from Villa. And then I'm going to look for somebody else in that midfield spot, be it from Forest or Fulham or something like that.
So this is since I've done this draft, I was looking at that home and away. And I am sort of put off Bailey at the moment. So Kudos is one to mention. Alanga could just come straight in for me. Gibbs White is a player I mentioned because he's on penalties. And I think there could be goals in that game. So I could just go for Gibbs White over Alanga. Yep. It's just the minutes risk. I feel that Gibbs White is definitely more secure for minutes than Alanga, just given Alanga was dropped last week.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. I think he is. Alanga had been the one, maybe from open play, well, I think from open play when you watch them, he's the one that carries the most threat for Forest. It'd be nice if we got a leak on Saturday, wouldn't it, about that Forest team? You don't normally get Forest leaks, so maybe I'm kind of a bit wishful thinking, maybe. But if we knew Alanga was going to start, then I think he becomes a really good option for that midfield.
Yeah. I think, I feel like basically it's just two or three, and it's mainly based on team news places up for grabs in this one. But where does this fit in with what I'm going to do? So I'll just read out my sort of plan. I've got it right to the end of the season when I have a cup of tea and finish it all off. So I've got game week 30. I've earmarked Foden, who's in my normal team, to Salah and captain him against Brighton. I could captain Son at home to
Luton. You've got lots in the bank then.
I've deliberately got 5.5 in the bank because I got Van Dijk. I got De Bruyne down to Son and Van Dijk down to Zibanyi. A plus with 2 million or so. It's left me with 5.5 million in the bank. So I've got enough with 5.5 to spare. I don't have to do an early transfer. I can just wait over the international break, make sure Salah's all safe and then get him in for Foden in game week 30. In game week 31, 34, we're going to have an idea or know really who's playing in double game week 34. So we know who we can target there, or we'll have a very good idea. And it could potentially be, for sake of argument, it could be Manchester United, Palace and Newcastle could be key teams, could be. In which case, I've already got Garnacho, I've already got Anderson. I will be looking to use my transfers in 31, 32, 33, 34. So it's four transfers. I'll take a hit as well. So there's five transfers. I'll be looking to get in probably triple Newcastle or at least double Newcastle with Isak. Botman, maybe Gordon, Eze, so that's four, and one more out of those teams. And I'll see how it looks with my single game week players. I may even bench boost with that, because if it's looking like I've got tough decisions where I've got to so in game week 34, I don't know, bench Haaland or something, then I'm just going to probably bench boost. And then wildcard 35, 36, and if I've already bench boosted, I can go cheapest chips on the bench, and I can really go to town on your Salahs, Haaland, Son, make sure I've got all of those players in, all those players that are doubling in 37, and just have a really strong 11 and invest in that. But if not, I'll do it so that I've got a bench boost. I think Chelsea might have a double in 37, could do, in which case, obviously Palmer's cheap, Gusto's cheap, and so on. And then game week 38, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just going to finish and have a cup of tea. And the season's over.
Job done.
So yeah, that's my plan.
Sounds good.
It's a bit, couple of months of the season.
I was going to say, I haven't planned quite that far ahead, but I have got moves in mind for the next couple of weeks at least.
Surely you have a cup of tea.
Oh yeah, that's a planned. Definite.
Let's have a look at your fantasy football scouts template team that you think they're, so very similar to mine and probably same issues. Do you want to just go through that so that people know what the sort of fantasy football scout team are thinking for the template for free hit 29?
Yeah, and I suppose this was just from put together from gauging and looking at drafts online and things. And we think this will at least these players, probably nine, will be in the template for the free hit 29. So we've got Flecken in goal. We've got three defenders. We've got Porro, Doughty and Reguillon. Four across the middle, Bowen, Douglas Luiz, Madison and Son. And then Tony, Morris and Watkins up front. And then on the bench, we've got Areola, Elanga, Soufal and Konsa. So very similar to what you put up just then, Joe. I think we both agree that the Douglas Luiz and the Morris spots, you could potentially differentiate there if you want to.
Yeah.
Maybe with Reguillon, if it does look like he's a doubt, you could possibly go for somebody in that slot. But certainly Bowen, Madison, Son, Tony and Watkins, that feels like pretty locked on a free hit. And I think most managers would agree with that, wouldn't they?
Right. Yeah. What will happen on social media, there'll be a train of thought that for those free hitting or using transfers, we'll look at this and go, yep. And then gradually Wednesday, Thursday will come and they go, no, I'm going to be different. I don't want to do that. I don't want to captain Son. I don't want to get Bowen in. And then you'll start getting some of the, some Wobies, and you'll get those players in. And there's nothing wrong with them. Elanga, for example, these low-owned players. And I want to play one or two of them. But I think the sensible approach would be to resist that notion of being different for different sake, because you just want to be different because you're bored of seeing all of these free hit teams look the same. And just think, who are the best players? And I think the best tactic is to have a broad base of around eight of these players. We all know those names, the Bowen, Son, Madison, Watkins, Tony, and then use those other slots to be a bit different, to get those differentials in, get a Langer in, a Wobi, consider him, Kudos, and go for those players. Or you could be different and double up on a defence that you think is going to get a clean sheet. I personally can't see one. But if you think there's a team going to get a clean sheet, then go for that. And those are the sorts of things you can do. But it's having that mix, isn't it? That's probably the best tactic.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to think as well. Like, if you go in and you don't own Bowen or Watkins and they do Hall, immediately everybody's got those players. Well, certainly Watkins, everybody's got him. So you're going against him, and that could kind of really negate a lot of the impact of your free hit if one of those highly owned players does. So you've got to be clever with it, I think. And there is certain positions where you can have a bit more fun, but a lot of this team does kind of pick itself this week, and that's just the way it is, given the way that the fixtures have fallen and what we've got available. So, I'm going to have a look at it. I mean, I don't think mine or my team will be too far away from that. I'm going to have another look at it later in the week and after Europe, probably after the European matches on Thursday, and then make a few decisions then. So Joe.
No, I was just going to say, so basically for free hitters, there probably is only a couple of players going to be different. And so, I mean, they could haul, and so there could be a big points difference. So there might not be a big points difference. The points difference will be when you look at those who aren't free hitting, who are perhaps taking minus eights and still three players short, then that's the advantage. That's going to be the advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to my actual team, we discussed it last week, Joe, and I did end up taking out Haaland and Alvarez and I bought in Solanke and Semenyo. So we'll see how that plays out on Wednesday, but that has basically given me 9 million in the bank, which will fund De Bruyne to Salah in game week 30, and it'll fund Ollie Watkins to Erling Haaland in 31. So I did go through with that plan, which I think you were the first one to come up with that idea, so thank you.
I think it's good. I mean, people will say Haaland to Morris, or for example, was another move. I think they're perfectly reasonable because Haaland's not playing. You're going to outscore him. And then he's got a tough fixture in 30.
He has.
Against Arsenal. So so he is 31. You can live without Haaland for a few bits, but then he does become a bit of a necessity, I think.
Yes. Absolutely. I wouldn't want to go into that game, home game against Villa without him, which is... why the people who have sold him. I think a lot of people sold him as well. He might be wildcarding in 30 or 31. So then you can easily get him back in. So if it's well thought out and through and you've got a plan, then I don't mind it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, good luck with your decision. Good luck in blank game week 29. Good luck all those watching and listening. Do remember to press that like button, really helps us out. Do remember to subscribe, keep up date with our videos and podcasts, and check out membership offers at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk to help you climb up your mini leagues. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll see you again next week.
Cheers, Joe. Thank you.